A urine test could become another tool in the fight to reduce opioid overdose deaths in Maine. The test screens for fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that caused more than half of the 418 drug overdose deaths in the state last year. Some health advocates say the test can be used to check drugs before they're injected. Others say it's an unscientific method that could actually cause harm. Patty White has more.
With fentanyl responsible for an increasing number of overdose deaths in the state, the highly potent synthetic opioid is a concern for people like Maddie Magnuson, the director of harm reduction at the Health Equity Alliance, which has locations in northern Maine. Magnuson says drugs like heroin and cocaine are often laced with fentanyl because it's cheap, but the people who buy these drugs,
they wouldn't necessarily know that unless they were testing their supply.
That's why the Health Equity Alliance is considering distributing tests that would allow people to check before they use. They're called rapid response fentanyl test strips. They're designed to screen urine for fentanyl, but Magnuson says they can also be used to screen drugs.
You would draw up the drugs that you're going to inject, and then with the residue that's in the cooker, you would add more water and then insert the test strip for a certain amount of time, and then it will show, you know, one line or two to tell you whether or not there is fentanyl in the drug supply.
It's a tool already in use by some harm reduction advocates outside the state. Jess Tilley is the director of the New England Drug Users Union. Over the past 2 years, she says she's distributed thousands of the fentanyl test strips to organizations and individuals and has witnessed positive results.
When the actual tangible physical evidence is in front of them, there is such a change in behavior.
Tilley says people who use drugs recreationally usually opt out if they get a batch with fentanyl. Those who are addicted, she says, do tester shots, and they're less likely to use alone so that a friend can call 911 or administer the opioid overdose reversal drug Narcan if necessary.
You know, at this point, when we are losing more people than we did at the height of the AIDS epidemic, any tool is positive and something that we should investigate and use at this point.
Flatly, it makes no sense whatsoever.
Dr. Mark Publicker is an addiction medicine specialist in Portland. Publicker says the test is not being used for its purpose, and it's unclear how sensitive or effective it is.
We're talking about something which is untried, untested, and can give a false sense of security.
Zoe Brokus at the India Street Public Health Center in Portland says she's also concerned that the test could give a false sense of security. If people split a batch of contaminated drugs, some portions may be fentanyl-free while others have a concentrated amount. Beyond that, Brokus says, most of the health center's clients already assume that every batch of drugs they encounter has fentanyl.
Our messages, our harm reduction messages, and the education that we give to our clients always include things like being careful, making sure you have naloxone, using with friends, doing tester amounts. And is that message really going to change if people know that there's fentanyl in their product?
Even though the health center has testing strips, it's holding off on distributing them for now. Brokus says she'll continue to consider it as she checks in with colleagues across the country about best practices. As harm reduction organizations weigh the benefits and drawbacks, Dr. Noah Nesson of Penobscot Community Healthcare says the debate likely wouldn't be necessary if the state took other actions to help reduce drug overdose deaths.
The other side of this equation is that we have to keep working to make Narcan as widely available as it can be and to offer treatment programs to people that have very low barriers.
Maddie Magnuson of the Health Equity Alliance says they'll hold a community meeting this month for clients to decide whether the organization should distribute the testing strips. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.